Today is Monday, November 26th, and this is Journal Sentinel Delivered, a look at today's top stories from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. To pay for highways, buildings, and environmental programs, Wisconsin's government has fallen 87% deeper in long-term debt over the past 10 years. That decade spans the leadership of Democratic Governor Jim Doyle and Republicans Scott McCollum and Tommy G. Thompson. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the state had more than $8 billion in general obligation, transportation, and environmental debt in mid-2006. The same debts totaled less than $4 billion in 1996. The 87% increase was three times the U.S. inflation rate over that period. Figures show that debt rose the most, by more than $2 billion, under Thompson between 1996 and 2001, when he resigned to become a cabinet secretary for President Bush. Debt also increased by $1.5 billion in Doyle's first 3 years. Also rising in Wisconsin, principal and interest payments on general obligation bonds, which will exceed $700 million for the first time this year, and payments on transportation bonds that will cost an additional $174 million. By comparison, that amount is close to what it cost to run the state's prison system last year. Milwaukee's next police chief, Edward Flynn, is due in town this week for his first visit to the city since his appointment to the job. Flynn will be meeting on Thursday and Friday with police department officials and others within the community. Consultant George Kelling, a Milwaukee native who has been reviewing Milwaukee Police Department operations, says the city can expect openness, transparency, and candor from Flynn. Flynn can expect a long list of people hoping to meet him, from aldermen and city department heads to leaders of other law enforcement agencies, ministers, activists, police union officials, the command staff, and rank-and-file officers within the department. Former police chief Nanette Haggerty retired November 16th after serving a four-year term. Persuading more than 1,000 parents in Waukesha County to allow medical researchers to study their children for up to 21 years could take more than just advancing the cause of science. It could take money. Organizers of the National Children's Study are wrestling with the ethical question of whether compensating families for their involvement would constitute appreciation or exploitation. Waukesha County is a pilot site for the study, which will attempt to follow 100,000 children with the goal of identifying new breakthroughs on such childhood ailments as obesity and asthma. Recruiters hope to begin searching next year for expectant Waukesha County parents who are willing to commit to that effort. Researchers will conduct detailed medical examinations on the children from birth to adulthood, seeking to gauge the effects of numerous environmental factors on the children's development. But whether those families should be offered cash payments or any other incentives is a thorny issue that organizers have not yet reconciled. Some researchers frown on offering any payments or inducements because they believe doing so can compromise a subject's willingness and possibly even cause the subject to falsify results to ensure that the payments continue. But others say incentives may be needed to keep families involved in the project over 21 years. In business news, Larry Gamble's been a diver for 25 years. Now he's diving into something new, his own business. With help from a new loan program for veterans called Patriot Express, Gamble is charting a course as an entrepreneur. Gamble is now co-owner of Deep Blue, a diving center with shops in Franklin and Milwaukee. He is retiring as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve. The Patriot Express program, launched in June, is an initiative of the U.S. Small Business Administration. It's designed to offer streamlined, quickly approved loans to veterans at low interest rates. The agency also pledges to cover up to 85% of the loans, its highest guarantee rate. In features and entertainment news, Journal Sentinel critic Damian Jake says that few, if any, productions of the beloved Christmas classic A Christmas Carol are as good as the Milwaukee Repertory Theaters, which opened in the Pabst Theater over the weekend. He calls it intelligently conceived, technically equal to Broadway production values, superbly acted, and burnished to a warm glow. Reviewer Elaine Schmidt also has warm praise for the First Stage Children's Theater's production of 12 Days of Christmas, the story of a Milwaukee teacher and the Christmas song she made famous. For complete reviews, check out this morning's Encore section. In sports, Mike McCarthy likes to use the first team meeting of the week to head off any storylines that might affect the mindset of his team. So when McCarthy stood in front of the Green Bay Packers on Sunday morning, he told them not to worry about the fact that since 1989, the Packers haven't won at Texas Stadium, the site for Thursday's NFC showdown with the Dallas Cowboys. Quarterback Brett Favre, who has lost all 8 of his starts, including 3 postseason games at the stadium in Irving, Texas, is among those who will enjoy seeing that stadium torn down in favor of the Cowboys' new home in Arlington for the 2009 season. "I was hoping it would be gone before I got back there," Favre said. "I know we haven't had much success down there, but there's always going to be next time that you play that's going to be different." And by the way things have gone for Favre this season and in his career, he might very well cross the star at midfield as the victor on Thursday. Reaching the finals of the PGA Tour qualifying tournament is hard enough when your game is razor sharp and your nerves are tournament hardened. Yet David Resch of Germantown did it, despite working this year as an assistant professional at the North Hills Country Club in Menominee Falls, where he cleaned carts, took tee time reservations, and gave lessons to the members. "I am really honestly just shocked," he said. "It's a pretty big shock to go from cleaning carts to get to the finals of Q School. Most of the guys are competing every week. I played section events here and there, but it's a totally different level." The top 20 finishers plus ties in each of 6 second stage qualifiers are advancing to the finals, to be held November 28th to December 3rd at Orange County National in Orlando. Resch tied for 8th place at TPC The Woodlands in Kingwood, Texas. He was the only one out of 6 Wisconsin golfers to advance out of the second stage. He will join Fox Point native Skip Kendall at the grueling 6-round 108-hole finals. Kendall got to skip the first 2 stages of qualifying by finishing number 26 on the nationwide tour money list. At the final stage, the top 30 finishers plus ties earn exempt status on the 2008 PGA Tour. Even the last place finisher is guaranteed conditional status on the nationwide tour, so Resch will have a chance to play next year. Today's weather will bring sun to the north, but more clouds and a sprinkle to the south. Highs will be near 38. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a few flurries, with a low near 27. For these headlines and updated news throughout the day, check in with NewsWatch and jsonline.com. This is Kay Nolan, and thank you for listening to Journal Sentinel Delivered.
Subscribe to Home Delivery of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and receive a special podcast listener subscription offer. To learn more, call 1-800-759-NEWS and mention the podcast offer, or go online at jsonline.com/offers and enter the offer code PODCAST. Hurry, this offer won't last long.